Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our new friend joining us, folks. Simon Talling-Smith is our new friend. He is Executive Vice President for British Airways. He manages the Americas, their business over here, and the partnerships that they have with a number of U.S. Airlines, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can maximize our experience with airlines in general, but especially British Airways. Simon Talling-Smith, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Simon, I got to tell a quick question. Folks, I've always, as I said earlier, I've always had a great experience whenever I've flown on British Airways. So congratulations on that,
Thank you for that
story, Simon. But in 1986, I was coming back from the United Arab Emirates, and I was in Abu Dhabi. And I was coming back on British Airways, a nine-hour flight, and I was going to be in the back of the airplane with the hibachis and the livestock, right? And
right.
That was the ticket that I had. And so I'm up to the counter. In those days, you had to go up to the counter and see somebody to get on, right? No kiosks in those days. And so the lady was obviously British. She was talking to me, and she said, "Are you going into town?" And I said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Would you?" He pulled out a bunch of letters that were wrapped in a rubber band. She said, "Will you pop these in the post for me?" And I said, "Well, sure."
That's charming.
"Well, sure." So she gave them to me, and I started turning around. I started waiting for her to give me my ticket. She said, "Okay, you've just been upgraded to first class." So I'm sure I'm sure she had room, but anyway, I was upgraded, and all I said was, "Sure, I'll pop those in the post for you." That's one of my fond memories of British Airways, Simon.
Yeah, treat people with respect, and you never know what you'll get back.
It was great. Yeah, I loved it. 9 hours in first class, that was nice. Anyway, so British Airways, one of the things you're doing right now is you're on a mission, aren't you, Simon, to help people maximize their experience with airlines. How do we do that?
Absolutely we are. And we've been working very closely with small businesses in particular in the U.S. over the last couple of years. And first off, we've been encouraging them to grow their business internationally by traveling. And, you know, that kind of sounds obvious, but we found that a lot of small businesses had got out of the habit of traveling because they were worried about their budgets, of course. But they weren't growing, and they've forgotten that if you're going to grow your business, you've got to be there. You know, you've actually got to go and see your clients. You've got to see your suppliers. You've got to see your customers. And so we helped a lot of businesses,
Simon,
in the last
face to face. I've been saying for two years now, face to face is the original social media.
For sure. I mean, that is the strong belief we have, that if you're going to meet someone face to face, then you've got a chance of growing a business. But if you stay at home and use the use all of the wonderful internet and electronic channels we have available to us now, and your competitor goes and meets your customer face-to-face, then you're going to lose the business. So we've worked with a lot of small businesses to help them through that. But what is quite important, and a lot of people don't realize, is that there is a wealth of reward out there for people who join loyalty programs. And I guess many people already know that if you hold a loyalty card, you're collecting your miles, you're collecting your points. But did you know that if you're a business, you can enroll in a loyalty program? So in a sense, you're earning twice. You as a flyer are getting miles, but your business is also getting miles and clocking those up as well. And if you're running a small business, that can make a big difference.
Wait a minute. You're talking about double dipping?
Double dipping, for sure. $20 million of tickets.
How does that work?
Small businesses.
How does that work?
So that works very easily for a small business here in the U.S. You sign up with the airline. In the case of British Airways, you'd sign up to our program. It's called On Business. Go to our website, ba.com, and you can register there.
ba.com for BritishAirways.com. Okay, go ahead.
ba.com. That's it. Then sign up to this program. It's called On Business. And then your company is collecting miles, essentially, just like you are collecting miles as a member of a frequent flyer program.
Huh.
You know, you are loyal. You know, if you're a company, you're traveling, you're spending money with airlines, you deserve to be rewarded.
Right.
You deserve to be recognized. So
I agree. We small business owners, if nobody else deserves it, small business owners deserve it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely for sure.
Yeah.
You've got to be rewarded and you've got to be recognized. And, you know, the airlines really want to do this. The airlines want to get to know
mm-hmm.
their customers and the small businesses better. And this is the way that we do it. And you can get some decent rewards, some discounts, some upgrades, all through joining those programs.
The upgrades are really nice. Are you guys pretty liberal with your upgrades?
Yeah, what we tend to do is we upgrade our most frequent flyers.
Folks, in case you don't know, an upgrade is when you buy a coach ticket, And either you ask for it, or in some case, there's one airline that I do business with regularly, Simon, in the United States, that, you know, they just send me an email and say, we just upgraded you.
Right.
To first class.
Well, that's there to be had, but the thing you've got to know if you want to be a savvy traveler is all of the airlines will go work as hard as they can to look after their most valuable customers, their frequent
right.
flyers.
Right.
So the first step is, you've got to enroll in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second step is you've got to stay in touch with the program. You've got to make sure your frequent flyer number is used every time you make a booking, because that's how you get the miles and that's how you get
not only for the airline, but you can use that number for hotels, for cars, other things.
Sure.
Right?
Sure you can. I mean,
that's how we maximize ours.
Right. You take the big programs like the British Airways Executive Club program, the American Airlines Advantage program. They're affiliated with all kinds of hotels and car hires and pretty much everything, actually. If you take the Advantage program, you can collect miles mm-hmm. on almost anything now.
So your main U.S. Partner is American?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
They're a great partner. And of course, we exchange miles and seats freely between each other. So if
right.
you hold a British Airways Executive Club card, our frequent flyer scheme, then every time you fly on American Airlines, you're also getting your miles. And vice versa, if you've got an Advantage card, you're flying on British Airways, you're also getting your miles.
So it works.
But
so
there's one more thing.
Anything, right. Hold on to that thought, Simon. We're going to come back
right.
and talk about this more, because I got more questions for you right after these messages.
Sure.
It's almost 20 after. Simon, give us that website again and tell us again the club. BA.com.
BA.com.
And then join the executive club for your small business, right?
Executive club for the individuals.
Individuals.
And for your small business called On Business.
On business for your business.
So
join both of them, right? Do both of those. Hold on to that thought. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.